Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we're studying from the article The Arvut by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 25.
Yes, please.
Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, about the reason that the Torah was not given to our fathers, since the commandment of love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah, and around which all the commandments revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it, cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation. This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become worthy of observing it, when they were first asked if each and every one in the nation agreed to take that commandment upon himself. And once they agreed to it, they were given the Torah. However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah.
Well, we see that these things are clear, although, as he asks, we haven't heard these things, so how can it be? Right? From where does a person feel the question if he needs the Torah in order to receive it? What is the Torah? We may still have to clarify every time more and more. What is the preparation for the reception of the Torah? What should the Torah bring to a person? What is it? Is it? It's the upper light that should tend to us, that should elevate us to a level where we see the actual reality where we are. But this reality is still hidden from us. Yes.
26. Bear in mind that these matters are evident in every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. As it is written, "Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a segula, a virtue, unto me from among all the peoples. For you are all the earth is mine, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will say to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord."
Yeah, this is what's written.
These words do not seem fit to their role, since common sense dictates that if one offers one's friend to do some work and wants him to agree, he should give him an example of the nature of the work and its reward. Only then can the receiver examine it, whether to decline or to accept. But in these two verses, we seem to find neither an example of the work nor its reward, because he said, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, and he does not interpret the voice or the covenant and to what they apply. And then he says, then you will be a segula, a virtue, unto me from among all people, for all the earth is mine. It is not clear whether he commands us to labor, to be a segula from among all the people, or whether it is a promise of benefit for us. We must also understand the connection to the words, for all the earth is mine. All three interpreters, Onkelus, Yonatan ben Uziel, and the Jerusalem Talmud, find it difficult to interpret these words, as in the case of all the interpreters of Rashi, Nachmandis, etc. Even Ezra says in the name of Rabbi Marinos that the word for means although. He interprets, then you will be a virtuous gula unto me from among all the peoples, although all the earth is mine. Even Ezra himself tends to agree with it. But that interpretation does not coincide with our sages who said, four serves for four meanings, either, lest, but, and that. And he even adds a fifth interpretation, although. And then the writing ends, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Here too it is not self-evident if it is a mitzvah, a commandment, and one should exert in this, or a promise and a benefit. Also, the words, a kingdom of priests, are not repeated or explained anywhere in the Bible. The important thing here is to determine the difference between a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. For by the ordinary meaning of priesthood, it is one with sanctity. And it is therefore obvious that a kingdom where all the priests is a holy nation. So the words holy nation seem redundant. We don't really understand what he wants here. He brings all kinds of like philosophy here from that it could be that these that are experts in languages and grammar and all kinds of things. So maybe it's interesting to them. Well, not to us. And this article is actually, as he writes in the introduction to the book that he wants to publish, it's for everyone in the nation. He wants to advertise this to everybody. So why does he suddenly go into all these little intricacies for what? And Bala Sulam altogether, he doesn't like going into all this. So why is he doing this? He's doing it because there's a tendency for religious people to delve into all these philosophies and leave the main thing aside. That instead of correcting the heart, they correct all kinds of actions with their hands and legs, and they think that that is the main part, that externally the will to receive doesn't disturb there, it even supports and justifies there. So in this way, we'll keep the Torah. And in an internal way that we have to correct the heart, that we don't need to do. That's redundant. That's why he wants here to reach an explanation that goes deeper and is truer, what the nation of priests means. That these are those same people that correct the desire of their heart to be in order to bestow, the desire of the heart, and not actions, all kinds of actions that in their life, in their body, they can do, and that will be enough for them. That's why here he goes into all these turnarounds inside. On one hand, not to go against what is custom in the nation. And on the other hand, to explain to them that the main part is the work in the heart. and not in external actions, with their hands and their mouth. Let's keep going.
Item
27. However, by all that we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learn the true meanings of the words as their roles should be to resemble a negotiation of offer and consent. This means that with these words, he really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, and its worthwhile reward. The work in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, is expressed in the words, "And you will be unto me a kingdom of priests." A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, will be as priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporeal possessions, since the Creator is their lot, so will the entire nation be organized so that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator.
Priests are part of the nation that have nothing of their own. Everything they have is on account of the state and belongs to the state, and they themselves belong to the state in those days as it was. And they are above their will to receive, and all their work is in the temple. Yeah?
And no person should have any other engagement in it but to observe the commandments of the Creator and satisfy the needs of his fellow person, so his friend will lack nothing, none of his wishes, so that no person will need to have any worry about himself. In this way, even secular works, such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priests performed in the temple.
Meaning the intention to bestow sanctifies anything a person does and makes his work the holy work.
How is it different if I observe the commandment of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is a commandment to do, or if I observe the commandments to do love your friend as yourself? It follows that he who harvests his field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as one who sacrifices to the Creator.
That each and every one, if he aims in order to bestow, by this he becomes as the most important, greatest, most exalted than everyone.
Moreover, it makes sense that the commandment, love your friend as yourself, is more important than one who makes the sacrifice, as we have shown above. Indeed, this is not the end of the matter. For the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot, the commandments, were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body, as is written in item 12:19, after which he will be granted the true reward of adhesion with him, which is the purpose of creation. That reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation.
Meaning each and every one, if he works in order to bestow contentment to the others, and through them to the Creator, because you can't give anything to the Creator, only your intention. But your action that you do, if it, along with the intention, it goes together, then the intention to the Creator, the action for the others. And then you resemble one who does the most exalted work that could ever be to man. And
that reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation, as through the adhesion with him, we have become holy. As it is written, you will be holy to the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, who sanctifies you, am holy. And you see that the words, a kingdom of priests, express the complete form of the work on the axis of love your friend as yourself, meaning a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions. You must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words, a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation, for who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who would be the givers? And also to interpret the holiness of the priests. It has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possession for themselves, meaning the full measure of the words, love your friend as yourself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah. In the words, a holy nation expressed the full form of the reward, which is the adhesion.
Yes, Lano, Kiev 1. We have Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. How do we learn to build an intention in such a way that all the daily things will be incorporated there?
The fact that from your whole life you want to reach in order to bestow, and by that to resemble the Creator and adhere to Him, to give Him contentment through you wanting in what you're doing to give contentment to all created beings, then it turns out that your whole life is holy, is exalted. By this you became a part of the Creator. And then you feel how through you, from the Creator, all His forces go to all of creation, to all created beings, and you become a part of Him, connected to Him, in all His actions.
But how does it feel in practice?
You start feeling, as much as you're connected to Him in desires, in thoughts, in actions, in everything, that all of creation starts being for you as if it's here before you. And you, by this, feel yourself that you are working in all of creation along with the Creator, that you're included in Him, and in all actions and everything there is, that's what you do. You became the Creator's partner. That is called the complete adhesion in the Creator. Okay.
No.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Basically, wherever we go in the world, you hear, love your friend as yourself. Everyone uses it. Here he writes that the whole Torah is expressed in love your friend as yourself. Is it even possible to do?
I don't know. Let's try and implement this, and then we'll see whether it's possible or not.
So this concept, love your friend as yourself, can you love someone else like yourself?
Yes.
It's possible?
I guess so.
At what point?
Stage of correction.
At the point of correction. Right now we can't use it.
Right now you're opposite of it.
Right. How do you invert it?
By the light that reforms that comes to the center of your ten.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. I hope it's not philosophizing, but why did the Creator promise Abraham the inheritance of the land if the kingdom of priests had no part, no possession, no corporeal possession, as you wrote?
Because specifically in that way, you can spread on the entire world to receive and conduct it in order to bestow. By you staying away from in order to receive. The desire isn't refined, but you start controlling it in order to bestow. Meaning by love of others, or through love of others, or by implementing the desire for the others, you realize all your desires in the complete way.
So why was there a need for this whole tour in Egypt?
For you to reach the necessity to come out of in order to receive, to in order to bestow.
But if you abstain from the will to receive anyhow afterwards, why do you have to get all of it?
No, only from in order to receive, not from the desire itself, only from the intention. We can't stay away from the desire. We're in it, but we just want to receive a force from above to use the desire to receive only to the extent that we can use it for the benefit of the others in order to bestow.
So is this called a free land?
Yes, free from in order to receive.
Thank you.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to make an offering to the Creator in the work between us?
Offering is from the word kalov, kolban. Every action that brings us closer to the Creator is called an offering, kolban. That's what we do between us. If we come closer between us, by this we're coming closer to the Creator. This is called that we perform offerings or sacrifices, actions of sacrifice of from an egoistic will to receive, that upon it we will come closer to the Creator.
No, na'avor le'woman.
Well, let's go to the women.
Latin 13.
Latin 13.
Hebrew, Shoalot.
And women Hebrew. They're asking, do we need to do this role of priests now? And what will be the role of priests in the future?
There is no future, past, present. It all depends on what we're in and what we determine. As it's written that Israel is above times. Meaning that whoever raises himself towards the Creator doesn't have a past, present, future. Wherever he performs the action, that's where he determines where he is. On that ruler of the times, from here till Gmal Tikkun. That's it. That's why the main thing for us is as much force of bestowal we can attain, that by this we advance to Gmar Tikkun, along on the timeline.
Women Hebrew.
From women Hebrew. What is the holy nation? What is the difference between the holy nation and Israel?
People.
Goy. It's called a nation, the people. That's called Goy. There's nothing good or bad in it. It's a name. Every nation can be called Goy. That's it.
Goy Kadosh.
Now, a sacred nation, Goy Kadosh, what does that mean? Sanctity or holiness means in order to bestow love to the others. So whoever reaches that quality, he is called sacred or holy. And if a group corrects itself and reaches a state that they are entirely connected between them, in love between them and the Creator, that is called a holy nation. If it's aimed towards the Creator, even though they haven't reached the state that they really bestow to the Creator, they can be called Israel because their intention in the future is to come and bestow to the Creator. That's why it's called Israel Yesharkel, straight to the Creator. That is its plan, supposedly, its goal. That's it. So that's the difference between a nation and a holy nation and Goy and Israel and all that. That's it.
Moscow 8. Regarding Kabbalah Torah.
Moscow 8. Regarding the reception of the Torah. Does a person ask his innermost desires if they're willing to subjugate before the Creator prior to receiving the Torah, or is it more about people who are advancing toward the purpose of creation?
I didn't understand anything. Again.
When we're standing before Mount Sinai and we're asked, are you willing to receive the Torah? Moscow is asking, does a person ask his innermost desire if they're willing to submit, to subjugate themselves before the Creator? Or is it more about people who are advancing toward the purpose of creation?
Everything in the Torah speaks about a group advancing in its connection and between them to the Creator. That's the only thing that the Torah discusses. It's not just stories about people.
Allah. Midwest, USA, Shoalot.
USA, Midwest. What does it mean that the Creator becomes their possession? What does that mean?
The Creator becomes their possession is that He lowers Himself to them, fills them, and they become a vessel where the upper light, the Creator, can dwell between them, and then they are also called the holy nation, that the Creator fills them in sanctity, in His will to bestow, and then they feel that that is what fills them and what works in them, that they all also want to bestow.
There are more general questions.
If there's something good, bring it.
Kiev, although intellectually I understand that I must aspire for connection, in my feelings I enjoy separation and hatred. How can I begin to suffer from separation in my feeling and not in my intellect?
Go advance and you pay attention that there can't be love without hate. We have to advance in both. That from hatred we run away and towards love we advance. But there can't be one without the other. There can't. Just as there is day and night, we always have a plus and a minus and everything. And each thing, there's a thing in its opposite. Because we're created beings opposite of the Creator. And only by feeling ourselves and the Creator wants this, wants that, only in that way we can advance.
She's asking, how do we start suffering from being disconnected?
we need to ask that the Creator will show us where we really are, and even if such state will show us or bring us to an unpleasant feeling, we will still will be happy of the revelation of the truth. There's truth and there's pleasant. It's two things that don't necessarily come together. Because if I'm in the egoistic desire, I'll only suffer from the truth. But I'm willing to be in that feeling of suffering in order for it to show me where the truth is. And then I need to get support from the group in order to not run from the truth and be strong and hold myself. And in this way, to overcome specifically upon the truth.
Allah.
Next.
Final question from Chile. They heard the word commandments. A student is asking, what commandments should students, women students of Kabbalah, do?
Love your friend as yourself in the group and disseminate to the general public. The commandment of love your friend as yourself as much as possible. There are no more commandments. All commandments are included in that one commandment. Love your friend as yourself. That's what's written in the Torah. And that's what we need to do. And not to exchange this commandment to corporeal actions with your hands or with your mouth, or only to do this. The commandment is in the heart, that I have to reach a feeling in the heart that I love my friends in the group and in all of BB, and then in all of the world. All the commandments in the Torah are only in order to correct the heart. That's it. Only to correct the heart. We need to understand this very well, not to forget it, and to do it and to advertise it. And now, discuss it between you, please. And by that, we'll end the lesson. Please.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do we, in the whole world, keep only the commandment of love, which is the commandment that covers all, as it's written, love will cover all crimes, and by this we will truly keep the Creator's desire in the whole way. Please.
Opa, יוביאף. פשוט נממש את מה ששמענו עכשיו בשיעור.
We should just do what we just heard now in the lesson in every possible way. I think we are.
חסדים, אני מרגיש מלא.
I don't know. I feel these mercies from above. How the Creator gives us more and more opportunities to realize this love, love of friends, the commandment to love your friend as yourself every day, in all kind, on various levels. So we just have to continue the work that we're doing with persistence, determination, and joy, be inspired by the friends. Today we have an amazing day with a gathering of friends, Yeshivat Chavarim, that we did a lot of preparations for, so, and we shouldn't really run too far, I don't know, ahead, far back, every moment, every day. Yes, demand the Lord while He is found.
I really don't know what to say except to keep going every day, to restart, everything we get in the morning to try and implement it between us. Try and take a prayer out of this, a mutual deficiency. I don't know. Beyond that, I really don't know what to do.
Yeah, this is what the Creator wants from us. To be like Him, to love like He loves. This is why all the disturbances that are revealed are basically the vessels that are growing, the will to receive that's growing, and we have to constantly increase our sensitivity and cover everything with love.
And it's not only to be more sensitive, but also to understand that if we won't use the opportunities given to us, the revelations of evil, of rejections, of hatred, all these things, so we won't really be able to reach that vessel, the whole vessel. It's not only to be in this light love, but it's a real effort to every time to ask on everything that's being revealed, to ask the Creator to help us hold on above it. Those two things help us build a vessel where we will start feeling the Creator and be and resemble Him.
Yeah, first we need to understand that you can't keep this commandment of love as an individual. We have to do it together in the group. And the more we intensify the quality and quantity, the quality of the connection between us and the number, the quantity in the group, that helps us keep it. So with all the opportunities that come from the ego and that we have to cover, we also have the opportunities that we have during the day, the discussions between us, the world, prayer, and returning to rereading the sources and the lesson. All the means to increase the connection between us, eventually they help.
Also to acknowledge the fact that from above, they won't let us see as much as we cover, as much as we can measure. We have to keep going and be confident that it's the only thing. In order to acquire the upper mind, we have to annul our mind and incorporate in the ten, in the world kli, in the books, in our sources, and everything in love. So it's constant work. It'll always be this way. This is how the system is built. We need to strengthen each other that when all these voices come, when the left rejects, it's on purpose for us to be able to adhere to none else besides them even more.
Yeah, we should hold each other, helping one another, and this is, they help one another. This is really our article. And also the completeness of the ten, as we heard today, meaning internally and externally. However, we can bestow and awaken through and be lost in honor, awaken the whole world, kli, or the other tens, and also outside, in dissemination, just to try as much as possible through these works, make them more and more internal. Look for the intentions, so they will unite together, so they will bestow upon Him contentment. Plow the field between us, look for the points of connections, the seeds we plant together, and ask the Creator to make them bud. Just go with the love and the sources.
And it's important to check where we are every day and again, compared to yesterday, compared to the end of the day, tomorrow, how we advance. It's very essential to do all this.
Yeah, this is the will of the Creator and the complete form that brings the whole system eventually to wholeness. And to do it because on this path we're looking for how to reach the Creator.
There's also that hint of the nation of priests. This has to be the most important desire to us, more than anything, any corporeal fulfillment or intention. We constantly have to make sure that we're not filled with other things that are taking our attention away. Because above this growing desire, and it grows, you feel it. We always need to ask for this intention towards love outside of us, the ten, the kli, the world. We need this point has to be more important than anything.
Our broadcast today from 10 to 10:30, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah, live with Dr. Lightman. From 10:30 to 11:30, writers meetings recorded. And from 6:30 to 7:30, Yeshivat Chavarim live. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and a great night.
Searching together, following the scent that leads to life, to reach out.